Welcome back to Project Independence and you. And we have Rich Jakes. He's still with us. Rich is with the Port Washington Play Troupe. They're going to be here tomorrow at 1 o'clock doing It's a Wonderful Life. Tickets are still available. $8 for Project Independence members. There's not a better bargain on Long Island. So be here. I intend to be here. You will really enjoy it. And, Rich, you now have another guest that you're going to introduce.
Yes, we do. We have Jason Reese, who is our musical director for Save the Music Long Island, just an amazing talent. He's a student here at LIU, and he's got his band together. We've been working hard, and he's going to tell us a little bit about the show.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome, Jason.
Well, thank you for having
so
me.
So your band is women. All women, huh?
Well, my band... The background singers for the band are women, right?
Oh, the background singers are women, okay.
Right. There are three background singers, all students here at LIU Post, all music majors, music education and music performance majors.
Uh-huh.
And the band also comes from Post, from CW Post, and they are also music majors.
Okay.
But they are gentlemen.
How big is the band?
There are five. It's a five-piece band, piano, bass, drums, guitar, and a saxophone.
Uh-huh.
And then we have our three background singers.
Sounds great.
Sounds great.
Hopefully it will be.
How long have you been together?
Wow. It really varies. The bass player from the band, I've known him since I was in high school, and that was too long ago.
Ages ago. Right.
And then I met up with most of the people here at Post. People like Al Marino, who's a guitar player who I play with frequently outside of school. I met him here at Post maybe about, 4 years ago I met him. Glenn Cirillo, I met him here at Post. Michael Alvarez, I also met him at Post. Everybody here I met at Post, really, except for the bass player.
So these are all people who were in the Post music program.
Yes, ma'am.
That's great. Mm. Are there a lot of groups that get together like that here
yes,
on the campus?
Yes, actually, there are a lot of groups. And that's really why you come to music school, is to network and meet with people who have similar interests and goals as you do. Everybody here from this band, along with someone else that we met here at Post, comprises a group called Black Tie Brass. And we play together frequently outside of school. Yeah, and that's just one of the many bands that I've gotten together with here from Post.
We were talking before the show started. I was kind of surprised that you started with music when you were like 14 or 15 mm-hmm. years old. It strikes me that a lot of people start at a much younger age. Not like you're an old man at 14, but, you know.
Well, I started with the piano. At 14 and 15, and that's when I really found my love for music. But I think I cultivated my gift for music at a younger age. I started to sing when I was, when I came out the womb, I guess, because my father was a singer, and I just started singing with him. Just not really knowing that I was singing well, just simply knowing that I was copying my dad. So whatever he did, I did. Then I started playing the clarinet when I was in the fourth grade, so still, again, cultivating the gift, not really the love for it. I was musical, but I didn't call myself a musician until I was like 14, 15 years old. When I found the piano, I was like, oh, I love this. This is my love. I like it. So
one of the goals of what you guys are trying to do with tomorrow's event is to generate some money for people in public kids and public schools who may have the kind of gift that you have, but
yes.
maybe won't get the opportunity to take advantage of it because the school has dropped the program
exactly.
or whatever. And I think what's important is if people can't make it tomorrow evening, it sounds like a very worthwhile cause, and it's not a scam. We just had people talking about scams.
Charitable scams.
How would they donate to your foundation?
There's a site we've it's a CrowdRise site where you can donate money that's going to help go toward this cause. I don't have the details for it now, but the best way to do it is just go to the Port Washington Play Troupe site and just say you want to donate some money, and we'll make sure it goes to the cause. That's probably the best way to funnel it through. And I also want to say we've got an 8-year-old pianist, amazing, who's going to come in. Usually plays Chopin, amazing stuff. The kid is already NISMA level 5 by the time he was like 6.
Huh.
And he's coming in going to play a little Billy Joel, and we're going to sing a little. But he never heard of Billy Joel until I introduced him to Billy. He didn't know who he was. But he's coming in. He's going to do it. He's one of our another reason why music education is so important. It's kids like this and Jason I mean, this is what music education is all about.
Absolutely.
Now, that organization is called VHI, Save the Music Foundation.
Yeah, VH1, Save the Music.
VH1,
VH1, Save the Music Foundation. And like I said, too, we're starting a music scholarship here at LIU Post with some of the proceeds as well.
Right.
Just going to go to a student next year.
Jason, I have two grandsons. The younger one, who just turned 16, fancies himself a musician. I think he's supremely talented. He has this little room he goes in and he plays his music. But he doesn't seem to grasp what it really takes and how difficult it is.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about what the music program here at LIU Post is like.
Well, I think first just addressing that problem of not knowing what it takes to be a musician. That's a problem that a lot of youth go through in general. They see the glamour of being a musician and they see all that, but they don't know that it takes real work and dedication to work on any craft, but music, especially for me, because that's what my craft is.
He thinks he's going to record something on YouTube and it become an instant,
famous,
like the Target Boy.
Right.
I saw these two guys on YouTube.
Yeah. I think,
and he's really very cute, so that might happen.
Maybe he will. The music program here at Post, the reason why I liked it is because my professors really pushed me. I would say that when I came in to Post, I had that same mentality. I thought that I was super talented and I could get by with a smile and a thumbs up and I would be a great musician. And when I came here, I met with a lot of students and professors that showed me that that was not the case. And it was a really important realization for me to have, to see that it takes work and dedication to be a musician, especially coming here and seeing all the other musicians. When I was here, there was a piano player by the name of John Titman, and he is still is to this day an amazing, amazing piano player. And when I came in, I thought I was just the best around because I was like one of the top piano players in my high school, and I was leading the jazz band, and I was playing for all these shows, and I was like, oh, yeah, Jason Reese.
Where'd you go to high school?
Elmont Memorial High School.
So you're a Long Island boy.
Right, yes, I am.
Okay.
And I came into Post, and John Titman is here, and I'm sitting here playing my little, in my little box of music, what I thought was great. And John Titman just shattered that whole box that I thought was amazing for me. And it was important because it made me need to sit in a practice room to get to the level that he was at and eventually I wanted to be at. And that's why you want to come to school. That's why you want to come to school in general.
All of a sudden, you were like the top dog, but then you got in with all the other top dogs.
Yeah,
and you found out you weren't quite that top dog.
Right.
Hey, so you come into the music program and you take regular courses as well as music, right?
Right.
And what are the types of music courses that, I mean, in addition to learning to play your instrument, do you also take production courses? And
well, we take a lot of music theory courses, and music theory is more the science of how music works and how and why we hear things and why things sound good, why a major chord sounds like a major chord, why a minor chord sounds like a minor chord. We take things like that. We take sight singing classes, so as you can look at a piece of music and sing the notes, knowing the relationships between them. We take music history courses, which is very important. Actually, I'm taking a jazz history course this semester with a Professor Iacona, which is an amazing course. And we also take music technology courses, which is really big, especially right now, knowing the technological aspects of production and writing scores online and things like that. There was a big diversity of classes that I took, which was very good.
Jason also teaches in Port Washington at Bach DeRock, teaches piano, so he's giving back there, too. He can tell you a lot about that, too, his theory on music teaching. I've learned a lot from him just in a few months. I've been working with him a few weeks. But another thing, too, that I would say about the show is it really bridges the gap. We've got, that really young piano player to probably three generations of people here, maybe four. And music really, it bridges.
Brings them all together.
Yeah, it doesn't matter your nationality, whether you're male, female, whatever, anything. Music really brings everybody together, and that's what we really love. And all generations of all kinds.
What type of music does your band play, Jason?
It's hard to even pinpoint one genre.
Tell us about all of them.
I will try. Well, we started here with jazz. It's because that's the basis of popular music. Is jazz. It's come from there. But then we branched out to R&B, you know, things like Stevie Wonder. We do a lot of Stevie Wonder covers. We're doing some Ray Charles in the show tonight or tomorrow night.
Ray Charles Sinatra.
Right. Ray Charles Sinatra, right, right. We're doing
Red Pack.
Yeah, yeah.
Even Eagles.
Yeah.
Trying to think now.
Even to something contemporary.
Buble.
Michael Buble. Yes.
Show tunes.
Annie DeFranco also.
Annie DeFranco.
Yeah, it's just the
it the sounds span. Fabulous.
Yes.
So you're going to have music that will appeal to some seniors as well.
Absolutely. Right. Oh, yeah. That's the kind of stuff I really enjoy. Yeah. Definitely mostly standards, I would say. Mostly Rat Pack type standards.
Right.
And we'll mix it in with a little Ray.
There was an event here last night, and it was all seniors. I mean, it was also a musical event. And Janine Solaro, who's the assistant to the station manager here, told me that the whole audience was older folks, and she was working late, and she said, I was tired. I wanted to go home and go to sleep, but they were in there, and they didn't want to leave.
I think I love that audience. They're really dedicated to their music, and I know they'll love this music. You know, it don't mean a thing. If it ain't got that swing, we'll be doing that one.
Oh, it sounds great.
Yeah, you did Hit the
All right,
Road
let's
Jacket.
Go through this one more time, because we only have about a minute left. So this is all happening tomorrow, Saturday.
8 p.m.
And the concert is at 8 p.m.?
Concert's 8, and then It's a Wonderful Life is at 1 p.m.
So it's a doubleheader, folks. And Project Independence members can enjoy it for, what, like $20 or something, both shows?
Right.
We guarantee you'll get your money's worth tomorrow.
Well, you know, It's a Wonderful Life is a classic as far as a movie goes, and I'm sure as far as a radio show goes, they'd be right up there with it.
Of all the radio shows, this is a good one. Because everybody seems to know all the lines, even if you're not in the show. So everybody just really relates to the show.
Yeah, I know. What are some of the songs you're going to be singing, Rick?
I'm going to be doing some Ray Charles, a little bit of Frank Sinatra. We're going to do Witchcraft.
At the afternoon production?
Oh, no, at the afternoon production. They're going to do even a few holiday songs and a few from the era of 1940s. But definitely it's got a holiday feel to it.
Okay. So. All right. Be here, folks, tomorrow, 1 o'clock and... 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Call 311 for more information. Rich Jakes and Jason Reese, thank you so much for being with us today, and good luck. I hope the show is a big smash success. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with our personal chef. He'll be talking to us about what to do with those Thanksgiving leftovers.
All right. Yum.